for an archival set of information, set, that's probably not the right way of putting it, archival sets of information, plural, because there's lots and lots of information that comes through from you every week to Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into Good Day Weekend and the Good Day Health Focus on your health and well-being. The things that have come through from the news this week, important elements of conversation, best medical decisions being made, some of the worst ones will help you at 888-553-7536. We'll be talking about your heart and your circulatory system, because that's Ken Kronhaus' specialty, and we'll also be taking calls on other things that are of interest and importance. Sometimes we develop a theme here, and that's kind of cool. During the course of the next couple of hours, be prepared to learn. 888-553-7536. Ken, lots of people are talking about the medical aspects of the attacks in Boston and how well or not some of the preparation was. A lot of people wondered why there were so many ambulances at the end of the racetrack. You want to start with that?
This has been a long week, Doug.
It sure has.
And a lot's happened, and I think every American is going to remember this week. I've been so happy that there haven't been so many times lately when we remember where we were. But this is the week when you heard about the Boston Marathon. I'm sure all of us are going to remember where we were. And I think medicine really in America did a great job this week. One of the, you know, if there was something good about this horrible event was the fact that usually a lot of medical folks are waiting at the end of the Boston Marathon to take care of the usual muscle cramp, the usual dehydration. So there was plenty of assets, if you will, awaiting these folks right at the spot where the bombs went off. And had these people not been there, I guarantee you a lot of more people would have not survived this. And fortunately, a lot of the immediate responders, the emergency physicians, the EMS folks, the nurses, have had war experience in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and they've seen this. They felt like they were back in Iraq and Afghanistan. They've taken care of these kinds of accidents, and it's a real tribute to American medicine, to modern medicine. They were there. They got there quickly. We have learned how to use tourniquets. Tourniquets got a very bad reputation in Vietnam, but in Afghanistan and Iraq, we've learned how to use them. And prostheses, Doug, amazingly, with high technology and computers, these prostheses have gotten better than our natural limbs for many people. So we had no doubt when to do these amputations, and we could aggressively make decisions to remove these legs, and we knew that the replacements would be wonderful and the outcomes will be good because of so much experience that we've gotten from Afghanistan and Iraq with prostheses and the wonderful outcomes that we've gotten. It's amazing. One of the benefits of war, if you can imagine saying something like that, one of the true benefits of war is that medicine does learn, medicine advances. You know, you can go back to the Civil War. Every war since, there have been major advances if you look at the history of medicine after each war.
Yep. All right, so specifically the situation as it presented itself, what happens to people when they're in this circumstance. We know that there were a lot of successful rescues. That was a good thing. Psychologically, what about what happens to people who go through all of this stuff? There's a medical side sometimes to psychology, because when people's minds aren't working properly, often their bodies stop working well.
There's going to be a lot of post-traumatic stress disorder in the Boston area, no doubt about it. And fortunately, the latest news is that one of these brothers will be soon a member of hell, which I think is good. And the other brother is in jail right now, and hopefully they get a ton of information and learn all about this. But before these two were captured, the people in Boston were incredibly on edge. People were angry. They were nervous. And this has a huge effect. People could not go about their own lives. People were afraid to get into the subway, to get on buses, And fortunately, these two are off the streets. And but people going forward, just think about the trauma of the families, the children that were affected by this. There are families that will be forever affected by this trauma.
Well, much of it is due to the malfeasance of the news media. Most of the public officials, especially law and order groups, did a pretty good job. I think the younger brother is in serious condition in the hospital, isn't he? Still,
correct.
I think he's in jail.
He's in jail.
Yeah.
Injured.
Yeah.
And the older one is going to get his parking place in hell.
All right, so one of the other things that went on this week, beside the mayhem at the marathon, was the situation in Washington, where I think at least one senator and the president, they were never going to be affected by this, but the news media made a big deal out of it. Still, we ought to know what ricin is and the essence of how the system works. And you may have heard the story, the postal system that they use at the Capitol for Senate and the House members and the White House itself, screens for all kinds of things, and it is likely to catch anything like this. So nobody was in danger, but except maybe the people in the post office that handle this stuff. What is ricin? What does it do? What kind of health dangers does it present?
Well, let's not make any conclusions, because ricin, Doug, is a highly toxic, naturally occurring protein. It's derived from castor beans, and as little as 500 micrograms, that's an amount the size of the head of a pin, it can kill an adult. And there's no specific test for exposure, and antidotes are currently being developed, but human testing has so far been limited. It's especially toxic when it's inhaled or injected, and it causes its toxicity by inhibiting protein synthesis. Ricin causes severe diarrhea, and victims can die of shock. Death typically occurs within 3 to 5 days of the initial exposure. So please, no one get any ideas, but this is not a good thing.
Well, I wasn't suggesting that it was a good idea, just suggesting the system won't let it through. But the people who would be around it in the system prior to it getting to the White House.
Well, a letter was addressed to President Barack Obama, and the one addressed to Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker, they did contain the substance that preliminarily has tested positive for the deadly poison ricin.
I don't think we're saying two different things.
We're saying the same thing.
Right. It just, in the system, these things are tracked, and the news media making a big deal out of the president potentially getting it or the senator. What I found bothersome, and it has nothing to do with medicine, I guess, is that it's okay for somebody down in the lower trenches to be exposed to this stuff, but it's not okay for the president. It's not okay for anybody. The point you were making is that it's dangerous stuff, and no one should be exposed to it. But how do you deal with some of the crazies? I mean, look at all the crazy stuff we've had this week.
And I guess you could say, why aren't we all being screened for this? We should protect everybody.
Well, I think that's probably, thank you, what I was trying to say. There's not, nobody is better than anybody else, even though sometimes they're treated better. We all are in the game together. We come in by ourselves and we go out by ourselves. And so when we are growing and we are participating in this thing called life, we ought to all be. That was the whole sum and substance of our country. The founding of the country was all about being treated equally. So, having said that, on to number three here. The question that a lot of people have asked is, what is there about this fertilizer that makes it so deadly? We had on the anniversary of what happened in Oklahoma City, another circumstance with the same stuff, although this was not purposeful. This apparently was an accident. But what happens when people are around this anhydrous ammonia, which caused the blast in that town in Texas at the fertilizer plant?
Well, anhydrous ammonia, Doug, it's a pungent gas with suffocating fumes that's used as a fertilizer. And when exposed to humans, it can cause severe burns if it combines with water in the body. And exposure to high concentrations can lead to death. The amazing thing is that the West Fertilizer Company said it had 54,000 pounds of the chemical. And there's no specific treatment for the effects of anhydrous ammonia. Immediate first aid includes providing fresh air, oxygen, and flushing with water, and it's been a busy week.
All right. So the term anhydrous means without water. So this is a gas. Ammonia is applied in its liquid state by many of you who are farmers to the fields because it turns a it's a greening, if you will, agent. It also it's almost like uric acid in that it turns the soil, it doesn't turn the soil, it turns the plant green, helps as a fertilizer by itself, but when mixed with some of the other things that are part of fertilizer, many of you use fertilizers on your lawn. If you don't have a farm, you use them for making plants grow. All of this stuff has the elements. These commercial chemical fertilizers have all the elements, and you mix it with this stuff, which has, it sort of reminds me, when I think about it, Ken, of the trucks you see going up and down the highway. I'm thinking about the brand Proxair, P-R-O-X-I-A, Proxair, Proxair, I guess it is, I-A-R-E. This is liquid, oftentimes oxygen, for example. But gases can be reduced to a liquid state if they are put into a circumstance where the molecules just slow down, right? I mean, that's really
put them under pressure.
Yeah, right. And so there's a lot of this stuff that travels around here and there, and then they liquefy it. It travels easier, and they can get more of it if they compact it into a gas.
You can cool it or put it under pressure.
Yeah, and then that's why the farmers use it for that's how they transport it. And then they bring it in and they put it on the land. So that's the story of the three big tragedies this week from Dr. Ken's perspective. Questions about that or about your health, whatever is most important to you. If you're curious, this is a man who's great at handling those things which are curious medically. 888-553-7536. We have lots of stories. Email to Dr. Ken at Dr. Ken Show or to me, Doug, at DougStephan.com.
Over a million products, Granger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Granger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Granger.com/GE Lighting today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Dr. Ken here. I'm not Dr. Ken. I was going to introduce Dr. Ken, who wants to talk to you about a healthy prostate, how men keep a healthy prostate.
Well, the question for you guys, what happens when you don't sleep? You become groggy, snappy, tired, interrupted sleep. It can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. PT9, it's the new prostate formula from this great company called Chamonix, and it's revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, PT9, it contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that help with the prostate and all its annoying symptoms and helps maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's a true home run for your health and your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy.
All right, so here's how you find PT9. You call 800-811-6931 and get that better intimacy that Ken's talking about and sleep through the night. 800-811-6931. Ask for the half-price offer. Mention Dr. Ken at 800-811-6931.
Anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Ken, I'm here with Doug. We've got two great hours. We have a special treat. You may even meet one of my family members, hear her story, Amanda Kronhaus. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, toll free from anywhere in the 50 United States. We'd love to get you on. You've been to the doctor lately. You know it's revolving door medicine. By the time you leave, you've left with many of your questions unanswered. If you're looking for alternatives, other solutions, if you have symptoms or signs that are not figured out, give me the easy ones, the hard ones. I'll use evidence-based answers to all your questions, give you solutions taken from traditional medicine, alternative medicine. I love evidence-based alternative medicine. I'll give you a blended version, the best answers, the simplest, gentlest, kindest way to do it. Write this number down, toll-free from anywhere. There's no bill, there's no paperwork. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. That's 1-888-553-7536. I'll share with you over 30 years in medicine. I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania. I'm a trained internist, trained cardiologist, trained medical scientist. I did my internship and residency at Duke University, and then I did fellowship at the University of California in San Francisco. There's almost nothing I haven't seen at least once, and I'm still frontline on the forefront of medicine, taking care of patients every single day. I'm a real doctor, and I'd love to help you get to the next step in easy-to-understand language.
888-553-7536. I sent a very dear, important woman to see Ken this week. She had not been to see a doctor in any size, shape, or form for many years. Many of you who listen to my weekday program know of my former farm manager, Edgar. He passed away last summer at the age of 65. His carotid arteries were plugged, and that was the cause of his demise. Not a big believer. Very intelligent man, very well-educated man, very wonderful, but not a big believer in the conventional medical system.
Both so, pretty much allergic to doctors.
Yeah, pretty much. So his wife this week had a problem, and I didn't want to take any chances, so I put her on a plane to go down and see Ken. What'd you find?
Oh, I found an incredibly wonderful, insightful, intelligent woman who I enjoyed meeting, who's gone through a lot of pain. She's aged too much in the last year or so.
Yep.
And she definitely has a reactive depression. She has found in life, a second love, and you could just tell how she talks about her late husband, how much she is still actively, incredibly in love with him,
yeah.
and misses him every moment, and has not, definitely has not gotten over this, has definitely has reactive depression from this, but also has symptoms of inadequate blood flow to her heart. She has chest discomfort, shortness of breath, fatigue, palpitations, upper back discomforts, neck discomforts, all the symptoms that women get for circulation issues to the heart. She had a stress test when she was admitted to the hospital, which was what we call equivocal, mildly abnormal, not real horrible, but not totally normal. She had an echocardiogram, which looks at all the other parts besides the circulation of the heart, which was fine. And she just is not feeling well. She does any activity. She gets chest discomfort, shortness of breath. She has what she considers unexplained fatigue all the time. We did a CT angiogram of her coronaries. I did not expect that her big vessels were going to be plugged up, that she would need surgery or stenting. I thought after talking to her that she probably had microvascular angina. And if we're running out of time, I'll get to this later.
No, you can finish it here.
But the heart has a trunk-like vessels, these big tree trunks that sit on top of the heart. These are called epicardial coronary arteries. These are the ones that get clogged up that cause heart attacks. But the heart, it's like a football. It has a height. It has a thickness to it, and the thickness needs a blood flow. So there are these tiny little branches. They're microscopic. Can't even see them with a naked eye. They go off these big trunks down into the thickness, and they too can get blocked up. They can have problems. It's called microvascular angina. It's a very, very common problem. Any doctor who doesn't believe in it, you know, is Dr. Rip Van Winkle, and this is a real entity. And what you do is when you do a heart catheterization or this new CT angiogram, which is a wonderful non-invasive way to quickly image the coronaries, you see everything is usually fine because the big vessels, the ones you can see, do not have any severe blockages in them. It's in the microvessels, these microscopic, this web or mesh of vessels that come off these big vessels that can get blocked up. It can happen in anyone. It's most common in perimenopausal, recently postmenopausal women, and that's exactly where she is. But I have treated men and women of all ages with this problem, and she needs, we started on a little bit of beta blocker, but only about 40% of people get any good effect from drugs. The best way to treat this is with a non-invasive treatment called, it's a mouthful, Enhanced External Counterpulsation, EECP. This is an approved procedure that mechanically stimulates the heart to grow new blood vessels, but it's not treated with surgery, it's not treated with stenting, because the vessels are microscopic, you can't even see them.
Well, I've had the EECP for several years now, and it is amazing what it does. So thank you for taking care of
her. She's going to get better. Her symptoms will be resolved once she gets EECP.
We talk about thyroiditis, this particular type of it, in a few moments here with Dr. Ken's daughter, Amanda, up next on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My doctor, here he is, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, is available at 888-553-7536. Let's get to, before we talk with Amanda, Ken's daughter, about thyroiditis, the Hashimoto type. This is a thyroid problem for a lot of women. You'll enjoy and be informed by this conversation. First, though, Carol Ann from Alta Loma, California, with a gluten question for Dr. Ken. Yes, ma'am, you're on the air live. Hi.
Yes, hi. I was wondering, I had a slightly high ANA test recently, and I stopped eating gluten because I was looking online and found some other things. And so I was wondering, what is that ANA test? I really don't have a good understanding of that. And then if I was allergic to something, would that improve my blood work?
Sure. ANA is a test of your immune system. It's usually done if we're concerned about lupus. Lupus is an autoimmune disease, and that may be the topic today, autoimmune disease. Just to back it up one step, you know, I didn't catch your name. It's not yet up on our
Carol
screen.
Ann. Is it?
Carol Ann. Carol Ann, we have an immune system, all of us. It protects us from foreign bodies and germs. And for reasons which we really don't understand, sometimes this immune system starts attacking our body thinking it's foreign. And it can cause a lot of different problems. And one of the problems it can cause is lupus. Lupus is a problem that can occur in organs throughout the body. It's famous for its red rash, butterfly rash. I don't know if you have that or not on your face. Okay, good. But when there must have been a reason that your doctor suspected an autoimmune disease, perhaps lupus, and what they'll usually do is they'll order a battery of tests. They'll start off usually with a sedimentation rate, which is a general measure of inflammation in the body. They'll get an ANA, which is a test that also shows some various autoimmune products that are being produced. It's often used to diagnose lupus. And they'll also get an RA factor, looking for rheumatoid arthritis, which is the kind of joint destruction that occurs when the immune system is attacking your own body joints as opposed to a wear and tear osteoarthritis. There must have been a reason. Tell me why your doctor even ordered an ANA. That's not part of the routine blood work that we all go through.
Well, I actually found 5 lumps in my neck, and so my physician sent me to an ENT, and then the ENT did a battery of blood work for me, and then I came back, and he said my ANA was slightly high. He sent me to a rheumatologist.
Exactly, rheumatologist, and then the rheumatologist, I bet, ordered a lot of more blood work.
Yes, and so I haven't been back to see the rheumatologist yet. He canceled the appointment this week. And so when I went in to see the ENT again, after about 3 rounds of antibiotics, the lumps have decreased in size. And he said my blood work looks better because I went and had the lab work done that the rheumatologist suggested, and the ENT was looking over it. And he said it looks like it's improved. But the thing that I did is I went online and I was looking at autoimmune diseases, and I discovered wheat could be a potentially, from celiac disease, could be a potential problem. So I had been itching and my skin was red, so I stopped eating wheat. My skin cleared up and apparently my blood work improved. The ENT said my blood work looks better, and so I wasn't sure what could be going on, but of course I have yet to see the rheumatologist to get all of the information with regards to my blood work.
Well, don't. How old are you?
I'm 45.
Okay. Well, don't panic, because just because you have a positive result doesn't mean you specifically have a disease. And this blood test needs to be interpreted. It's a complicated blood test, and your rheumatologist, I'm sure, ordered a battery of other tests that I'm sure you've never heard of in order to try to clarify whether this ANA has any significance. So without the results of this other blood work and without examining you, it's really hard to determine whether an isolated, what we call positive ANA test, has any meaning.
Okay.
So you go to the rheumatologist. The rheumatologist will go over with you the additional blood work, examine you, and if it's still unclear after that, then call me back.
All right, there's a good bit of RX work. Thank you, Carol. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken's 16-year-old daughter is with us. Amanda Kronhaus has a story that is, I would guess this is a brave thing for a 16-year-old to do, go on a radio program, tell the story of something that's going on in her body. But it will, in the next 5-6 minutes, probably prove very helpful to a lot of young women, maybe women who are a little older. Amanda, thank you for being here. We were trying to decide whether you should tell the story or your father should tell the story about what Hashimoto's thyroiditis is.
Well, I'm just going to define this, and then I'm going to turn the whole thing over to Amanda because she is quite capable. I could probably go to sleep right now and let her take over the whole show, and she'd do really fine. But Amanda approached me this week.
No prejudice from the father there, folks.
Well, I just speak in fact. Amanda approached me this week and asked me if she could come on the radio show and talk about her recent medical challenge. And I thought it was a great idea because Amanda has gone through a medical challenge that is a very common problem that is often misdiagnosed or undiagnosed, and many people are suffering. And I thought a lot of us could learn from her experience. Hashimoto's disease, it's a disorder that affects your thyroid. The thyroid is this small gland at the base of your neck, right below your Adam's apple. It's part of the endocrine system, and it produces hormones that coordinate many of your body's activities. In Hashimoto's disease, what happens is, again, we were just talking about autoimmune problems. Here's where the autoimmune problem deals with the thyroid. The your defense in your body, your immune system, for some odd reason, thinks that thyroid, that little butterfly that sits on top of your heart, that sits on top of your neck, that controls your heart rate, your body temperature, your weight, the metabolism in your body, your immune system thinks that thyroid is a foreign body, starts attacking it, so you don't get enough thyroid hormone produced. It's the most common cause of hypo, low thyroid in America. It primarily affects middle-aged women, but it can also occur in men and women of any age, and it does occur in children.
All right, so Amanda, what's your experience?
Hello. Well, my personal experience is that, I mean, when you have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, you have a lot of symptoms, and you might not really know what these symptoms can mean, because a lot of the symptoms from Hashimoto's thyroiditis include fatigue, weight gain, cold intolerance, dry, thinning hair, a slowed heart rate, and depression. And I can personally tell you that I have experienced quite a lot of those symptoms. And you may not really know what's happening to your body. And I finally got to go to an endocrinologist, and I found out that I had this disease after several blood tests. And I think that's very important because it can, as Dr. Ken said, it can definitely be misdiagnosed and you didn't know what was wrong with you. I was not feeling well for basically ever since the summer, just slowly going farther downhill, not feeling well, and I didn't know
what
was wrong.
What did you feel, Amanda? What did you, you know, we all knew that the Amanda we all knew and loved had taken a little vacation. Tell us how differently you felt.
Well, starting about the summer, I was starting to feel very fatigued, and I was dealing with some depression, and I didn't really know what was causing it because I was very confused because I was very happy in my life. Like I'm so blessed. I have a fantastic father, as you all know, and I am very blessed to have such a great family. But I could tell that there was just something wrong with my body, and I did not know what it was. And after many months of searching and doctor appointments and finally getting to the bottom of it, we found out that I had this Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And they start putting you on Synthroid, and now I am on 50 micrograms of Synthroid. And they have to start it really slow because if they do it too fast, it can increase your heart rate. So people cannot take Synthroid if you just want to lose weight. This is Synthroid specifically for a thyroid disease.
Which were the worst symptoms you had, Amanda?
Probably weight gain and depression.
Talk about the depression. How did that feel?
It felt not very good because I was very confused in my life because, as I said, I am very blessed to have such a great life, and I love it, but I just did not know what was wrong with me because, you know, it's just you get to that point where you're like, I don't know why I'm not enjoying this more. And basically, there was not being enough serotonin being produced into my brain from my low thyroid that I had this chemical depression and it was being caused from my thyroid, from a physical illness.
And nothing could make you happy, could it?
No. And it was really upsetting and frustrating because, you know, when there's all these things that you do that you love and are so passionate about, I mean, the one thing that I was trying, one thing that really got me through it is I do musical theater very passionately, and I was doing that, and it was very hard because I love that. It's my passion more than anything.
And how did you feel in the morning getting even up?
Not very good. I mean, it makes it very hard to sleep at night. I mean, it's because you feel tired all day, and then sometimes it's been very, very hard for me to sleep at night. But you always.
What about even getting up in the morning?
Getting up in the morning was not very good in the morning. I was always whenever I'd get up for school, I would not be very pretty. I had to miss a lot of school because I did not know what was wrong with me. And
how about your ability to concentrate?
Oh, that's my ability to concentrate went down a lot. I remember I would be sitting in class and I would feel like I couldn't concentrate, and I was not sure if I had ADD or what it was, but thankfully I found out it was from the thyroid. That's another very common symptom.
Amanda, how did your personality change since the summer?
I think I became much more, I mean, I'm an extrovert, but I feel like I became much more introverted and just very, not as bubbly and happy as I'm used to being. I love to help people, and it was very draining for me because I'm always the type of person that wants to go out and help people and make other people happy and inspire. That's one of my big goals in my life is to inspire others, and it's very hard to inspire other people when you're feeling so upset personally.
Right. Yeah. And why did you think this was all going on?
I honestly honestly had no idea. I just thought I had something wrong with my brain. I really didn't know. I mean, you know, teenagers just think, oh, well, this is just part of hormones and growing up, and, you know, this is just normal. But I had a feeling that this was not normal. Because, I mean, it's something you cannot control because your body is fighting against itself.
And teenagers at your age, they go through a whole lot, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And a lot of teenagers have these symptoms anyway, just being teenageritis, right?
Exactly. Just teenageritis, definitely. It's a thing. But, definitely. I mean, I know all my friends have talked about these symptoms, but not... It always felt like I had these symptoms a little bit stronger, and it didn't feel just like normal teenager stuff. It felt like a medical problem, and I'm very glad that I finally got it diagnosed and I'm getting a lot better.
And I think what is so important is for all the parents and grandparents listening to realize that, yes, this occurs usually in middle-aged women, although it can occur at any age, and it can occur at guys. This definitely occurs in children. And often we misdiagnose this for depression, and Amanda gave all the different possibilities. Amanda, do you see these symptoms in any of your friends?
Yes. I definitely do.
And what was a little different again in your situation?
Well, my friend. Sometimes in my friends, it's just they might. It's more just of like a react. Like if they have depression, it might just be reactive because, you know, they had a bad day, or the boy at school didn't talk to you, or, you know, stuff that teenagers, or, you know, someone didn't like your pictures on Instagram, stuff like that. I mean,
and you just didn't bounce back, right? Yeah, and you just didn't bounce back.
Right. Well, those were not the reasons that I was not bouncing back, but I don't really know.
Well, sounds like quite a story, and as it affects as many people as it does, Amanda, you did a good job explaining what was going on with you. It's pretty vulnerable,
yeah.
And exposing people to what was happening with you will help them try to understand what goes on, because there seems to be a lot of stuff going on with teenagers especially, but as Ken said, this is something that affects middle-aged women.
I think the lesson in Amanda is, if you have depression, don't assume necessarily that it can't be explained by a physical problem, and make sure that you exclude the physical problems that can cause depression before assuming that it's just a mental health issue.
Amanda, thank you for being here. Appreciate having you on.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. 888-553-7536. Amanda with her dad. Dr. Ken is here to talk to us about what goes on when your hair starts looking tired. What medically is going on? If people have thinning hair, Ken, what's going on?
Your million-dollar look, can it be perfect if you have thinning, weak, and tired hair, Doug? Thinning hair could be a result of aging follicles. The new Provia from Chamonix, it strengthens your hair follicles to give you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair like nothing you've tried before. And it works for both men and women. You've suffered with thinning hair for years. Well, now you can join the thousands who are using the scientific breakthrough from Chamonix and see the amazing results for yourself. Provia serum is all natural with no side effects and very easy to use. And it's simple. You get compliments everywhere you go, or your money back.
All right, here's how you order what Dr. Ken is suggesting. You use, clean out the follicles in your hair, let the hair grow back again. This is an all-natural product. Provia is available at 800-543-5817. That's 800-543-5817. Provia. Mention Dr. Ken. Get a free month supply with your order. You're going to say bye-bye to the hair that's sort of been floating down the sink or down the shower. This is a way for the hair to get naturally thicker and more of it to grow back again. Provia is risk-free. Order it now at 800. Excuse me, Doug. Say that again. 800-543-5817. That's 800-543-8. Where did that number go? 800-543-5817 for Provia. Dr. Ken and Doug going to talk in a few minutes about omega-3 fish oil. Some people say omega. You say omega. I'll say omega.
Omega.
Omega fish oils. These are the things that you need for your heart, your brain, your joint pain, if you have it. We've got something to consider in that department in just a few moments here. It's the Dr. Ken Weekend Program. Good day, weekend, good day, health.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Of the Good Day Weekend program with our cardiologist, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here at your service at 888-553-7536 every weekend at this time.
Was that the damn Yankees?
It may have been.
Okay.
I know the song, but I don't know where it comes from. You're ahead of the game. You've got all these women around you who are interested in all of that stuff. The focus on fish oils. We had a classic time here not long ago with a focus on my burps. I don't know whether you're going to get to that or not, but what I do know we're going to
celebrate them today.
Yeah, right. Dave McMahon is the founder of Solana Health, and he has some new information for all of us, Ken.
You all know that I'm a big fan of omega-3 fish oil. If you've listened before, it is a clinically well-proven dietary supplement, very well clinically proven. It's great for your heart, the brain, and even helps your joint pain. But most of my patients complain that they get the dreaded fish burps all day. Doug was just talking about that. And I've been recommending Vitality Omega-3 from Solana Health for over a year. It is super potent with no fish burps or aftertaste, and it has really helped improve my patients' triglyceride numbers. So I wanted to ask David McMahon, he's the founder and CEO of Solana Health, why their fish oil does not cause the fish burps.
Well, Ken, it's a dirty little secret in the fish oil business that most fish oil capsules are actually an ethyl ester alcohol. So it's hard on the stomach, can turn rancid very easily, and it can only be digested in your liver.
All right, hold on a second. You said that most fish oil capsules are in alcohol. Why would that be?
Yeah, when we go to make the actual fish oil, we have to distill down the fish fat and the ethyl ester alcohols used in the process. If you don't take the time to add enzymes back to it, and it takes months, your end product is going to be an ethyl ester alcohol. And that is what causes those dreaded fish burps, and it's just a very unstable product.
So if I look on the label of most of these fish oils, does it say that that's what's going to happen?
No, it does not. You will not find that. But you can bet that if it doesn't say triglyceride on the label, that it's an ethyl ester alcohol. There's only three triglyceride fish oils in the U.S., and we're one of them.
All right. Here's what everybody ought to know. You can get a free 30-day trial of this Vitality fish oil that you're hearing about here on the Good Day Weekend program. It's all part of the health and brain benefit focus. No fish burps. That's part of the credo at Solana Health. You pay $7.95 shipping and handling. Call this number now, 888-809-6424. Or you can go to cardiol.net/Ken. No unwanted charges, no unwanted shipments, no strings attached. Cardiol is cardiol.net/Ken, K-E-N, or call 888-809-6424 for your free 30-day trial of Vitality Fish Oil. All right, so your Vitality Omega-3 is different in what ways? Let's go through that, Dave.
Yeah, so ours is actually, we turn ours back into the triglyceride molecule. It's the same form when you eat a salmon. It goes right through your stomach into your bloodstream, and that's what we do with ours. It takes more time. It's more expensive, but it gets you about 70% better absorption into your bloodstream and no fish burps.
Now, what about quality, Dave? Didn't I just read that six big fish oil companies were being sued for having plasticizer in their fish oil?
Yeah, that's right. Some of the big brands out there, CVS, GNC, Rite Aid, and some others, because there really is no testing required of supplements in the U.S., and that's been the end result, is many contaminants have been found. Our fish oil is tested by a nonprofit called IFOS, and they actually publish their results. So each lot is tested. We get a 5-star rating, no heavy metals, no plasticizers.
That's very reassuring. And when you're talking about fish oil, Dave, the potency or the amount of omega-3 per capsule, this gets so confusing because it's really what delivers the heart and brain benefits, the omega-3. So it's really important to understand all this. So take your fish oil bottle and look at the supplement facts panel on the back. That's what matters, not the 1,000 milligrams that you see on the front of the bottle. Most fish oil capsules only have about 300 milligrams of omega-3s, and that's what you want to find on the back. Right. How many milligrams of omega-3?
Now, let me get to the bottom line here. A free 30-day trial of Vitality Fish Oil. The important thing is that you call 888-809-6424 or go online to cardiol.net/Ken. Pay shipping and handling.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.